Yeah, welcome back to Money News right around the country. Good to have your company. Tell you one thing that would worry some investors around the place today, and that is the stock market. Stock market has taken a big, big tumble. The All Ordinaries Index of Australian shares down 109 points, $30 billion wiped off the value of Australian shares today. Now, other bits and pieces have occurred today. Say, for example, the Aussie dollar has held its ground around 74 US cents. Let's try and get a gauge of where that goes, because CMC Markets and a couple of other bits and pieces today, including, say, for example, launching an election sentiment index. We'll talk about that. Let's get Michael on the line right now. G'day, Michael. How are you doing?
G'day, Ross. I'm well.
Good. I want to start with the markets, because obviously the market has taken a big, big dive today. Can you just talk us through exactly where that's all come from, what the sentiment is and how it works?
A couple of factors came into play in the markets today, Ross. First of all, we had a holiday yesterday, and over the two-day period that the global markets are trading, they were under pressure. We saw shares in Europe and the US fall on Friday night and then again on Monday night. And adding to the woes locally was the pressure we're seeing on some commodity prices, with metals in particular coming away, but oil also falling. So that meant we're always in for a bit of a tough day today, but the selling that we saw at the open today also took us through some technical levels. And once the index dropped below that 5,280 mark, we also had the traders piling in on the back of a technical signal. So all of those things were at play in the market today. Volumes were very strong because we've also got the quarterly futures expiry. So there's a lot going on in the market. And I think some of those bigger fund managers were thinking more about their futures positions rather than the market itself. They didn't step in, and perhaps they're regretting that at this stage.
Okay, a couple of other bits and pieces here, because quite clearly people are concerned about the Brexit. The polls suggesting that maybe the UK could be coming out of that European system next Thursday when that vote goes through. But other things were out there as well. Everybody headed for the hills. Gold prices went up. And then you had bond yields, long-term bond yields, 10-year government bonds. The yields for those at record lows, 2.05%. And that basically says that everybody took fright.
It certainly did, and you're absolutely right. There are a number of events on the horizon that are spooking investors. Brexit's one of them, but we've also got meetings this week from the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of Japan, and that rallying in bonds reflects a growing idea that we might see some movement from the Bank of Japan this month. So there's plenty for investors to be concerned about, plenty of events that could change the market, and I think caution was one of the things that also kept the market down today.
All right, now let's go to this election sentiment index that you've created. You're trying to work out whether the mood of the election is having an impact. What are you seeing with this election sentiment index? How do you make an election sentiment index in the first place?
It's not an easy thing, Ross, and it is an approximation. It's not an exact measure, but it is an attempt to find out if the politics of the election campaign are having an effect on what investors are doing in the local share market. And the way we do that is to take the performance of the local share market and then try and strip out the other factors, like the performance of commodities, like global share sentiment. Once we strip that out, what we're left with is the Australian-specific factors, and, of course, the election campaign's a very important one of those. So what we saw initially at the announcement of the election was a positive response. Australian investors appeared to like the idea that we're going to the polls. But as the campaign's worn on, and as we've seen some policies that might affect banks, one of the biggest parts of the market, and as the polls have moved closer, suggesting we might have another hung parliament, the sentiment index has started to slide again. And in fact, it's now below that high point that we saw at the announcement of the election, and at this stage is still trending downwards, suggesting the election campaign's having a negative effect on the market.
I'll tell you what, it's a really interesting thing to watch, and we'll check in with you again during the course of this election campaign. A couple more weeks to go, in fact, almost 2.5 weeks to go, and Michael McCarthy, the chief market strategist at CMC Markets, about that and also the news. I should also tell you that the first quarter national accounts figures have also been picked up a little bit in the National Australia Bank's very important monthly business survey that the Reserve Bank watches very closely. They're effectively saying that business conditions remain at a very elevated level, unchanged from last month, as a notable improvement in trading conditions at sales and profitability after a disappointing moderation in employment demand, consistent with a more moderate rates of employment growth in recent months. In other words, what it's suggesting is the non-mining sector continues to grow in Australia, and that is driving the economy, and that is good news. Anyway, we've got more money news coming up, including our news headlines up next.